Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the World of Ink Network's holiday special. Tonight, we're going to slip into the life of Willow Cross for a bird's eye view of Christmas now and then. Feel free to join in caroling or just sit back and remember your favorite Christmas. Wait, what's that? I think I hear Willow now.
Taya, did you find the angel for the tree?
No, not yet. I've looked in every box in the closet. It's just gone.
Oh, dear. Everyone will be here soon, and there's only half—it's only half done without the angel.
Hey, Mom, found the star topper. You want to use that?
I guess I don't have a choice. I wish I'd known what happened to her. I know I packed her with the ornaments. Oh my gosh, they're here! Hurry, get the star on the tree, Rye. Merry Christmas! Hey. Oh my gosh, it's good to see you guys.
Hey, look at the tree. Look how beautiful it is, Ben.
Aunt Willow, where is the angel? Why do you have a star this year?
We can't find her. She just disappeared.
Did somebody steal her?
I don't know, buddy. It's a complete mystery. Okay, you guys make yourselves comfortable. I have to go check on the turkey.
I'll help.
Oh, I'll help. I've got to find the eggnog.
Did you bring the rum?
I did.
Well, somebody needs to be mixing some drinks. Hey, somebody stir that corn over there, would you?
I got it.
Thank you.
Hey, pumpkin pie.
Oh. I'm so glad you guys could come this year. You know, us being together in the kitchen reminds me of all the Christmases before. What was your absolute favorite Christmas? Do you remember?
I remember mine. It was one year. My brother got two beagle puppies for Christmas, and my sister and I each got doll cribs and strollers and lots of baby clothes, and we kidnapped the two puppies and took them in and dressed them in the doll clothes and pushed them around the house in the stroller, and I think we wore them out when we put them to bed and they fell asleep in the cribs.
Aww.
My brother was so mad because we were ruining his hunting dogs.
I remember that year. I think I got the same baby bed you girls got, but I didn't get a stroller. I got a high chair. What about you, Amanda? What's your favorite Christmas?
Oh, I have lots, but my most favorite Christmas, gosh, probably the year that Santa left his hat at our house one night when he delivered presents. Vincent, do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
When one night Santa came and he left his hat, and when we woke up in the morning, the kids found his hat under the tree, And it started a new tradition. Now if anyone hands a present out to someone on Christmas morning, they have to wear Santa's hat.
Oh, I love that idea. How wonderful. So you still have Santa's hat, Vincent.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
We figure that Mrs. Santa probably had a backup.
Yeah. His elf patrol was watching out for him, right? I think my favorite Christmas, and Amanda, you may not remember this because you might have been too young. Do you remember the year of the blizzard?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, not much. You're so much older than I am.
Yeah, shut up. That
oh,
year.
What, 5 years?
Listen, 5 years can make a big difference between 3 and 8. I don't know. That year, I remember everybody came out for Christmas Eve, and I'm not sure why, because Christmas dinner was Christmas Day. But your family came, Amanda, and your family came, Taya, and we all got snowed in. So the next day, Dad got up, and remember that old wooden sleigh he built?
I do.
He, he hooked up Clunker and Lightning to the sleigh, and we spent the whole day out on the sled in
the
snow.
Were those your two dogs?
No, they were our horses. We had a big white stallion named Lightning and a little bitty pony named Clunker. And Clunker was really nice, but Lightning was really mean, and he didn't like to be ridden. And your Uncle Dennis and Chris were so mean to me when I was little. I used to tell them, I want to ride the horses. So they would take me out to the barn and put me on Lightning with no saddle or anything. And that old horse would run till I fell off. But you know what? I never stopped asking them to put me on the horse until we got rid of them. Crazy. Oh, man, it's getting hot in here with this oven.
Here, maybe I should open the window or the door or something.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh, it's so cold out there.
You know what that reminds me of?
Oh, no.
Oh yes.
Oh, yeah, here it goes. I really can't stay.
The baby is cold outside.
I've got to go away.
The baby is cold outside.
This evening has been.
Been hoping that you drop
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands then just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
my
hurry?
Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace roar.
Baby can't stay.
Beautiful, don't hurry. Baby, it's cold outside.
Potatoes
are
we
done.
Had to have a couple eggnogs first.
I need some more rum in mine, I think.
Mom!
Yes, Ben?
Is the nativity set that I used to sit over Grandma's fireplace?
It sure is. You know, your grandma made that entire thing herself. She filled the molds, fired and sanded the pieces, and hand-painted every last one.
Wow, I didn't know.
She always said it reminded her of her favorite Christmas song.
Which one was her favorite?
The First Noel. Let me see if I can find it. Uncle Dennis made a CD for her with her favorite rendition of the song. Oh, here it is. I can't hear this song without thinking about my mother. Let's listen to it, okay?
Okay, that sounds good. Mm-hmm. Uncle Dennis plays a really good piano.
ready. All mashed potatoes. Randy, can you carve the turkey?
Will do.
I'll set the table. We just need to get drinks on. Besides the eggnog, maybe something for the kids.
Mr. Accident Prone. I think I'll help with that.
Okay, whatever.
Someone put the Christmas CD in. We need some music.
Maybe Randy can do that while I carve this turkey.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Should we play everybody?
Dash away all.
as dry leaves that before the wind hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop, the coursers, they flew, with the sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas, too. And then in a twinkle, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my hand and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed in all fur from head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and his beard and his chin was white as snow. The stump of a pipe he held in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and kissed or filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. He lay his finger aside of his nose and gave a nod up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh. His team gave a whistle. Away they flew down like a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Yay! Yes.
Well, my eyes aren't as bad as I thought they were.
On same thoughts, we're not too old for the night before Christmas. Hey, can we sing some carols? I want to hear Jingle Bell Rock.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Come on,
you guys.
Better than the 12 Days of Christmas. Come on.
We're
going to
come on. Just, let's sing some Christmas carols
all
for
right,
the
for
kids. Ready? Let's see if I can remember. Somebody find us a key.
Jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring, snowing and blowing in bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime in jingle bell time, dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, what a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go riding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet, jingle around the clock. Mix and mingle in the jingle and meet. That's the jingle bell rock.
Good job.
Really good job, everyone. You know what I want to do? You guys remember this? Let's see if I can get it right. It's an old Doris Day song. Over the ground lies a mantle of white, a heaven of diamonds shines down through the night. Two hearts are thrilling in spite of the chill in the weather. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is a new bird, here to stay is a new bird. He sings of a song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman.
parson frowns. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. Cause based on a phrase, the pledge that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland.
One more time.
Walking in a winter wonderland.
Woohoo! Well, it wasn't probably on par with Doris, but it sure was fun.
Do you guys remember that Ponderosa Christmas record that we used to listen to? The one with the story on it about why we put lights on our trees? I don't think Vincent's ever heard
I
that.
I remember. That was my favorite Christmas album. I still listen to it every year.
I haven't heard it. Tell us the story.
Well, I'll try. I may not remember it just quite right, but I'll give it a go. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Once upon a time, in the high mountains of Asia, there lived a woodcutter named Carl. He cut wood for all the villagers all around the area he lived in. Every day he chopped them firewood, and every year he brought them Christmas trees. Well, on the day before Christmas, he was chopping wood when he heard a voice. Tell me, sir, if I take the path through the forest, will it lead me to Syria? Carl looked up and saw a tall young boy, and he answered, yes. But don't go in this season. It's a long way, and storms are wild in these mountains. But the boy said, thank you, sir. And he was off before Carl could stop him. That afternoon, a terrible blizzard swept over the village. And when the blizzard was over, the night was so dark that Carl was afraid. So he said, I'll go to my neighbors, and we can cheer each other. So he lighted a torch, and he was just starting out when he heard a sound. What is that? A timber wolf? Then he heard the sound again and thought, that's no wolf. Someone is crying for help. And without even thinking, he plunged into the snow towards the forest. Then suddenly he fell and his torch went out, leaving him blind in the darkness. And just when he started to really be afraid, he saw a miraculous thing. It was a fir tree, but on the end of each branch flickered a flame brighter than any star. Carl struggled towards it through the snow, but as he came closer, the twinkling lights faded, and another tree began to glimmer farther on. The trail of lights led him into a part of the forest he had never seen before, until one sparkling tree did not fade as he grew near. Beneath that tree, half frozen, was the young boy. Quickly, he gathered the young boy into his arms and started back home, wondering how he would ever make it. But slowly, a bright lane formed between the trees. It was as if all the stars of heaven had come down to play among the branches. Carl became strong, and his burden grew light. And soon he saw many torches burning in his village. And then he was home, and the boy was safe and warm. All of the neighbors gathered around Carl, and one of them said, we saw the miracle of the light. It was as if all the stars in heaven had come down to hang upon the branches. From tonight on, we will burn candles on our Christmas trees to light the way for others who might be lost in the dark. Way back then, Vincent, people put candles on their trees. But today, we just use electric lights.
But who was the boy? He must have been special.
Oh, he was very special indeed. His name was Christopher, and he lived an amazing life. Some people today call him Saint Christopher.
That's one of the names they used for Santa Claus. You mean he was real?
was, kid, don't let growing up screw you up. Santa is real. The spirit of Christmas is alive and well for those who choose to find it and feel it. Don't you remember? You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
I cannot hear that without thinking, Santa Claus is coming to town.
Hey, Willa, do you have any more ice?
It's out in the shed. I'll go get it. Give me a sec.
I can go get it.
No, it's okay. I could use some air. It's getting pretty warm in here. I'll just be a few minutes. I'm going to fall asleep if I don't get woke up.
I'll go with you.
I'm perfectly capable of getting ice.
And I'm perfectly capable of going with you.
We'll send out a search.
Is Willie going to go get ice?
Oh, look. It's snowing. I love the snow. You have to kiss me.
It's not the first snow.
It's still magic. I know it's just science in my head, but in my heart, it feels like magic.
Merry Christmas. I love you.
Merry Christmas, my love.
love caroling.
But we really have to go. Vincent's almost asleep, and I'm about to fall over.
Aw, well, we're sure glad you guys came.
Randy, put back that pumpkin pie.
Oh, my.
Randy, you ate a whole pie all by yourself today. Okay, wait. You guys, you can't go yet. We have to sing one more song. Just one more. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. That's our song. We have to sing it one more time.
All
okay.
Right. You think
okay.
You can make it?
We'll do it with Uncle Dennis's CD.
You?
Okay. Right. Come on, Vincent. Come sit on my lap. You can sing it with me.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days.
I would like to thank all of you for joining all of us for this special holiday program. Doesn't matter whether you say Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever it is you're celebrating this holiday, we want you to enjoy it, remember to make memories, and remember that it's never too late to start a family tradition. From my house to your house, Merry Christmas.
We all will be together. It's a faith allowed. And a shining star up on the highest bough. And have yourself a merry
everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Give me that pie.
Randy, no pie.